Thanks for listening.
This is BOA News via remote. I'm Carol Bowman. The Saudi-led coalition on Saturday denied carrying out an airstrike on a prison in Yemen's rebel-held north that AIDS groups said killed at least 70 people, including migrants, women, and children. Claims the coalition ordered the raid, which reduced buildings to rubble and left rescuers scrambling for survivors, were groundless, the alliance said. The attack, which coincided with a coalition strike on the Yemeni port of Hodeidah that killed three children and knocked out the impoverished country's internet, was condemned by UN Chief Antonio Guterres. The latest violence came after the Houthi rebels on Monday claimed their first deadly attack on Abu Dhabi, capital of coalition partner the United Arab Emirates, taking the conflict into a new phase. Meeting on Friday, the UN Security Council condemned the heinous terrorist attacks on Abu Dhabi, but the council's Norwegian presidency also denounced the strikes on Yemen. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the 49th anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court ruling establishing abortion rights in the United States by again urging that those rights be enshrined in federal law. Biden said in a statement on Saturday, the constitutional right established in Roe versus Wade nearly 50 years ago today is under assault as never before. The constitutional right laid out in the 1973 High Court ruling has come under steady attack as laws in a number of Republican-led states have made it increasingly difficult for women to obtain abortions. And abortion rights advocates fear that the current Supreme Court, including three conservative justices named by former President Donald Trump, could eliminate that right. This is VOA News. Muhoozi Kainerugaba, the powerful son of Uganda's president, met with Rwandan President Paul Kagame in Kigali on Saturday in a visit that marks warming relations between the neighboring countries after years of tension. The Ugandan president's son, a general who is rumored to be a possible successor of his 77-year-old father, President Yoweri Museveni, was received by Kagame in the afternoon during the one-day trip. The border between the East African nations has been closed for nearly 3 years. Museveni and Kagame were close allies over the 1980s and 90s during struggles for power in their respective countries before they became bitter rivals. Rwanda abruptly closed its border with Uganda in February 2019, cutting off an important trade link. Rwanda accused Uganda of abducting its citizens and supporting rebels seeking to topple Kagame. For its part, Uganda accused Rwanda of spying as well as killing two men during an incursion into Ugandan territory in 2019, a claim Kigali denies. The Arab League has announced it is delaying its annual summit scheduled for March 22nd in Algiers because of COVID-19 after 2 years of cancellations due to the pandemic. The last Arab League summit was held in Tunis in March of 2019. The past 2 years' gatherings have been canceled due to the pandemic. The Pan-Arab Organization's Assistant Secretary General said that Algeria preferred the option of delaying the summit, noting that the critical mass of Arab leaders and high-ranking officials needed for the summit could not be guaranteed due to the public health situation. He added there were no political reasons behind the delay, but the time could be used to improve political climates in the region. The summit is important for Algeria, which has been seeking to expand its political sphere of influence against the backdrop of heightened tensions with Morocco. Other potential agenda items include the war in Yemen, which has killed nearly 400,000 people since 2015, the 2021 coup in Sudan that resulted in its suspension from the African Union, and protracted crises in Libya, Lebanon, and beyond. Thousands of protesters demonstrated in Sweden on Saturday against the use of vaccine passes in marches that unfolded calmly after police had warned of possible clashes. The Scandinavian country introduced vaccine passes on December 1st. Via remote, I'm Laurel Berman for VOA News.